Cole, thanks so much for the time. What word would you use to describe the last 4 months that you've experienced here? You win a national title, you're an NFL draft prospect. Tell me what word you'd use to describe how all of this has been for you.
I'd say it's a dream. You know, I've always dreamt of doing stuff like this, winning the national championship, playing in the NFL, and the fact that it's all happening in this order is a dream come true.
When did you realize that you had a chance to make a football dream a reality? Like, when did this kind of hit you that there was potential for you and interest from NFL teams for you?
I'd say around the time I was doing the pro days, and I knew I was going to hit the numbers that I hit, and just being able to do that in front of all the scouts and putting my abilities on notice for all the NFL to see was the moment when I realized. I was like, okay, now I know for a fact I can play at the next level.
What have you worked on the most since the end of the season, knowing that, you know, there's a true possibility of playing professionally? What sort of things have you really honed in on, knowing that you have to improve on to really impress NFL scouts?
Yeah, just working with my wide receiver coach, Mike Vannucci in Long Island, and just getting my routes done, just working on the little things, you know, as a receiver, just working on my craft, because when it gets to the next level, I'm going to have to use that. And I'm not playing against Division III players anymore. These are grown men trying to feed their families, and I got to make sure I'm the best receiver I can be. Obviously, I'm going to make some plays on special teams, but if I get a chance to play as a receiver, I'm going to need to create space for myself, make plays, and just working on all the little things as a receiver.
Do you know how many teams maybe you've talked to at this point as you get ready for the draft here?
I don't know exactly. Maybe we'll say half the league, being maybe generous, maybe 14, 15. I don't know exactly.
You know, we have seen your talents for years now, and they are absurd. But do you think winning the national title and the team being in the spotlight like it was really put you and your talent into the forefront? Because I wonder where things would maybe be at if you guys, you know, fell out of things in the first or second round of the tournament.
Yeah, I remember when I forgot which scout, but there was a scout that came to see me and JJ Lapp during camp, and one piece of advice he gave us was that to make it as far as we can, because he said the further we go, the less teams are playing, and that means there's more eyes on the teams that are left. So I thought about that from that point on, and I knew that if we could make it to where we knew we could make it, which was the Final Four National Championship, that there was going to be all eyes on us, all eyes on the playmakers, and we got to do that on ESPN in front of the whole nation. So, yeah, that was definitely in the front of our minds when we were playing, and it was cool to get that experience and get that exposure.
You know, I haven't chatted with you since you guys won the national title. I'm just wondering how things have really changed for you a little bit, and in particular for the Cortland program, you think, since winning that national title in one of literally the best football games I think we've ever seen ever.
Yeah, it's been cool. A lot of confidence from me, and I know I haven't been at school, I haven't been at Cortland, but I know those guys are full of confidence now since we have been there, done that. They're looking to repeat, and I'm looking to keep the momentum and keep on making dreams turn to reality. So, it was definitely it gave us a bunch of confidence doing that, because being a Northeast team, you never really think it's possible. I mean, I never really thought it was possible until we made it happen. So, yeah, just the confidence that it gave us was definitely one of the best parts about it.
How much did Coach Fitz's system and style allow you to blossom into the player that you became?
Coach Fitz, man, I can't say enough about him. His offense is the reason why we got there. You know, we had a lot of playmakers all across the field in his offense and his play calling. He utilized every single one of us, and he exploited every weakness in the defense. And it helped a guy like me, because, you know, there'd be some times when I would see something, and we had that bond, that connection, where if I saw something on the field, I would go back to him on the sideline, and I would be like, hey, Coach, I saw this, let's run that. And he might not call it the next play, but he'll call it within two or three plays, and we would have success. I mean, the first touchdown we scored in the national championship, that was communication. I went to him, I was like, yo, we can hit him with a post corner. And I'm pretty sure the next player to play after, we run the post corner, and that's a touchdown.
What does all of this say about you, your talent, and your commitment to the game, that you've reached this point in your playing career when many people may not realize you weren't even recruited to play football at Cortland. You were a baseball player, and then you missed out on two seasons in 2020 and 2021, and you've kind of been pretty open about missing some of that time. But through all of that stuff, you know, you could now be playing in the NFL. Like, what does that say about your commitment and what you've worked hard for?
Yeah, it just shows my persistence and dedication. I mean, going through that suspension, and that was one of the hardest times, not being able to play football for 2 years. But throughout that whole time, I just made sure I kept the main thing, and I kept a vision on when I get back to football, I'm going to make sure that I'm the best player I can be. And I never lost the vision of playing in the NFL. That has been my dream since I was a kid. And, you know, when I first said it, it might have just been what it was, a dream, but it stuck with me throughout the years, and it turned into more than a dream. And now it's a chance for me to actually go and play in the National Football League, which is crazy to say, but it could happen within the next week.
Cole Burgess is with us here on BTL, a wide receiver for the SUNY Cortland football team. You were at a couple of pro days over the last month or so at UB and at Syracuse, and we had Derek Sluka on the show last week from Ithaca College. He was there too. I know he was obviously a heck of an All-American talent over there at Ithaca, but what does it say about guys like you, D3 guys, and what does this say about the D3 football landscape? Because there's clearly talent out there, and I think you guys probably know you have to really turn heads and really impress people in order to get their attention to realize, hey, we have potential and we've got what it takes to compete at the next and higher level.
Yeah, that's something I've always known, that there's really good talent in Division III. And one thing that people have said that stuck with me is that if you're good enough, they're going to find you. I mean, the NFL, they get paid a lot of money. They pay their scouts a lot of money to find the best football talent across in the world. So, I mean, just because you're playing at Division III, if you're good enough to play in the NFL, they're going to find you. So if you're playing in Division III right now, my advice to you is just to stay the course, trust the process, work as hard as you can, and dominate the level of play that you're at. And then, yeah, get a chance to get a pro day. And what I did was I got a pro day, and I knew I had to dominate the pro day if I wanted a chance for scouts to look at me. And that's what I did. I put up pretty elite numbers, and from there on, I was on the radar for scouts. So, yeah, just trust the process and just put up crazy numbers. Whatever position you're at, you just got to dominate.
What's the best piece of advice you've gotten throughout these last couple of months, and who did that come from?
The best piece of advice I've gotten from, I get it quite a bit, and it's just honestly just enjoy the process. You know, it can get overwhelming at times, and I got to remind myself that this is the spot that I want to be in. I've been dreaming about my whole life. So even though it gets overwhelming, I got to remember where I am and appreciate it and take it for what it is and just take it day by day. And eventually it's going to slow down and speed up in another way. But for right now, I just got to enjoy where I'm at, because pretty soon things are going to get a lot harder, and I'm going to wish I was back here probably.
I'm sure as this all continues, there's going to be more and different new experiences for you here. But up to this point, has there been a moment or experience or something that has happened that kind of made you realize, oh, wow, this is my life now? Like, this is what's happening right now. This is the direction and the avenue my life has taken. Has there kind of been an eye-opening, wow sort of moment that you've experienced so far?
I'd say there's been a few. I mean, last week being on the set of CBS Sports was a big one. Yeah. And another one was definitely just looking at Google, and I saw a mock draft, and I saw my name on the mock draft, and I was just like, wow, so this is, people really see me getting drafted. This is where I'm at. This is the reality. So I'd say seeing myself on the mock draft was probably the craziest thing so far. Seeing myself on a few now.
Okay, so it's one thing if you Google yourself and you find the team page at SUNY Cortland and get to see some of the stats and everything, but the fact that people are really following you and focusing on what you've done and putting you on draft boards, what is that like, that people are having a major interest in you and your skills and everything now?
It's crazy. I mean, my whole career, I've always felt like I was the best player in the country. I mean, that's just the confidence that I have, and I never felt like I had that exposure playing at Division III. You know, I'm watching D1 every Saturday, and I'm just like, I feel like I should be on this level. So to be at the point now where people are recognizing the talent that I have, and it's just cool. Like, I go on Twitter, and I'll just see tweets about me, and it's nice that people are finally recognizing the talent that I have, and yeah, that's really all I got to say about it. It's nice.
Well, I'll let you run here in just a second because I know you have more important things to do, like hanging out at the beach and relaxing and getting ready for all what's coming up here this week. How are you going to be spending the next week or so in this weekend watching the draft? Who are you going to be with? Where are you going to be? Tell us a little bit more about that.
I'm honestly just going to be at home with my mom, dad, girlfriend, and my dogs, just laying low. I mean, I have family that wanted to do a draft party, but I decided not to do that just because I didn't want to jinx it. I mean, there's no guarantee I do get drafted, and say it happens where I don't get drafted. I got to make a lot of big decisions in a short amount of time, so I want to just be around a close amount of people, and if I get drafted, we'll celebrate after.
Cool. Enjoy the next few days. We're so excited for you. We're hoping for some really good news for you as well. Thanks so much for joining the show as always, and really appreciate the time, okay?
Thanks for having me on, Nick. Appreciate it.